It is Aidan and Una in the morning. For 5 years and a few days, we have been together as your breakfast show host on iRadio. And I must say, it has been the time of my life. Has it been yours, Una?
Mine too. I have to say, every day is a joy, a pleasure.
Are you ready to share the news?
I'm ready.
Una, it's over to you.
I'm pregnant.
That's our big news. Well, it's Una's big news.
Thank you so much. Oh my God,
pregnant.
I'm so sorry. I'm crying. Thank you. It's beautiful. These beautiful flowers and a balloon and a cake. Sorry, I'm such a big girl's blouse. It's just been such a long time. And I just wanted to tell everyone for so long. So yeah, I am just the happiest woman in the world right now. It's been such a long time coming. Waited so long, so it's a miracle and it's amazing. And I'm over the moon and I can't believe I'm crying right now.
You're going as well. Oh wow. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you so much for these beautiful flowers and everything. It's stunning.
No,
oh,
I was congratulating you on the baby. But anyway.
I know, thank you. Yes. So finally, yes, I am pregnant. I am up to Bally James. There is a bun in the oven. There's a pea in the pod. I am with child and I am prepared to pop.
And you are very, very happy.
I am so happy. Yes.
And you are blooming and already, as you can see, congratulations, Una. So happy for you. A lot of love coming in.
Thank you so much.
And a lot of love from us here in iRadio.
I can't believe the emotion has just taken over my entire body.
Well, there's a couple of things, right? Mm-hmm. One, being pregnant, it's your first time. It's huge.
Yeah, I'm huge.
And also, I thought it was just easing out of sympathy because I've been putting on weight the last year.
Thanks very much.
And you've been, you know, sitting on this news for quite a while because you have to.
I have to. Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to wait until I had all the important scans and everything over and done with. So I'm 23 weeks now. So I am due in June. So
due in June.
Early June. So yeah, it's not too far away now. Oh my God, I'm having a baby.
It's real.
Isn't
it
amazing? It's real. It's happening. It. I'm having a baby. It's incredible.
Oh, it really is. It's a gorgeous moment. That's the news we wanted to share with you today. The machine is blowing up here with love. We will get to those in a few minutes' time.
I feel personally, kicking now, actually.
I just want to say, I know how big a deal this is to you, and I couldn't be happier for a more beautiful, brilliant person.
Thank you, Aidan. Thank you so much.
And your man as well. Let's not forget him.
He had a little tiny part to play in it. Yeah.
Congratulations to the luckiest man as well.
He sure is the luckiest man now, so, and I feel like the luckiest woman as well.
I think we should play a song because I feel there's more we need to talk about. I've loads of questions. Have you anything more?
There's something else I have to tell you.
Now, what else do you need to tell us, Una? What more could you add to that?
It's twins.
She's not joking, folks.
Double trouble. Two of them. Two little people in my belly right now. And they're moving around the place. I think they're having a rave inside there.
You don't do things by halves, do you?
I don't do things by halves. And everyone we tell that it's twins, their first reaction is to start laughing. And that scares the bejesus out of us. They're like, ha-ha, goodbye to sleep. Your life is over.
Is it not like, sure, you have one, you might as well have a second one at the same time.
In
no,
for a penny.
It's as easy as that.
In for a penny, in for a pound. You
are really having twins.
I'm really having twins, yeah. There is baby one and baby two in there.
This is amazing.
We found out the sex of one because he didn't want to know. He wanted the surprise, but I did want to know. So the sonographer said she had never heard anything like that before. So we do know the sex of one, and we still have the surprise of the other.
Okay.
Which is win-win.
Can we ask what the sex of the one is, or is it you keeping that to yourself?
I'm keeping that. Oh, that is my little
secret.
You're
like, hey, I've given you enough news, lads.
There's something I got to keep to myself. That is a surprise, definitely.
Can you believe it?
Two little people, yeah.
Two humans. On the way. So there is our news this morning. It was big, and now it's just even got bigger.
I can't wait to bring them on the show.
You're reading the news next. Are you going to announce triplets or something in your headlines?
No, that is it now.
I'm done.
I'm pregnant. It's twins. It's happening in June.
Good morning to Stephanie Oisin and Nisha Rose there in Buncrana. They say massive congrats to you, Una.
Thank you. Twins too.
And then a scaredy emoji face. Oh, I don't know why. Over the moon for you. You're going to make an amazing mother. Myself and my wee ones listen to yourself every morning. Love the show. Great fun start to the day. Keep up the amazing work. Wishing you a happy pregnancy journey.
Oh, stop. I'll start crying again.
Journey.
Ah, here, wait till the moaning starts. The moaning is going to kick in soon because I've really wanted to moan a lot the past couple of months and I haven't been able to. But now, great. Woohoo!
Oh, she's been moaning after that, folks.
Yeah. Poor Ado.
Good morning to Jackie. I'm only joking. Jackie says, twins, wow, I need to do my makeup again. And again, of course, twice for good measure. Thank you very much for that, Jackie. Pauline wants to say good morning. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, guys. I'm just ringing to say congratulations to Una. I'm absolutely thrilled with your news. It's just so emotional this morning. I was dropping my two-year-old's crush. She was like, Mama's crying. I was like, I'm so happy. I don't even know Una, but I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you so much, Pauline. That means a lot. You'll have me crying now again.
It's amazing. Double the fun, double the celebration.
Double the work as well. So people have been telling me every time I tell them it's twins, they start laughing. And that really scares me.
Just get lots of help. You'll be grand. And shift work, you're not a bothering you.
Ah, the luckiest man will do most of the work. He's on nappy duty and night fees. I can imagine myself actually Googling how to change a nappy. Because I have never...
You mean you haven't yet?
No, not yet.
Well, no. YouTube is amazing. Everything's on YouTube. So like, that was the go-to for me. Because it was like, how do you burp a baby? It's all there.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Miss Muggins will be an expert as well. She's me like the
big sister, my little doggy Woggy. She's going to be the big sister. I'm going to get baby girls.
I have a nine-year-old too. And he's the original baby. So he is definitely a little bit of knows how to join. At one stage, I took the pram off to put on the stroller thingy, and he was in the pram. He was in the like pram part of it when I turned around.
He's like, love me, Mama.
He's like, this is my bed.
That's so cute. The fur babies, they're your firstborn.
So, they're best buddies now, though. That's so congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Pauline. Really. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pauline. I really appreciate it.
No bother. Take care, guys.
See thanks, Pauline. Bye.
Let's say hello to Kira in Monaghan. Hi, Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Hi, Una. Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Congratulations, Una. That's amazing news.
Thank you so much, Kira. Yeah, it is. It is. My hormones are all over the place now, and I'm just like bawling.
I know. It's all part of the fun, isn't it? My only advice would be just to hibernate from now until the babies get here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. She's not getting off this show that quick.
Oh, no.
The babies aren't due till June.
Till June. I have another couple of months to go. Although it is twins, so I don't think I'll be able to take the stairs.
You can go the day before.
Oh, thanks very much, Dr. Power.
There
Cheers
you go.
For that.
You're here till June,
I'll
right?
I'll start for maternity the day before. And no sooner.
Ignore him. Go into hibernation now. Wait until they get here, and you'll be fine.
Okay, Kira, you're talking with experience, are you?
Oh, yeah, it's a two, yeah.
You've got two.
Yeah.
Twins.
Not twins, no.
But two. See the way two little
laughed.
People.
See the way she laughed? They're twins. No, not I. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Texting in this morning. There's a lot of love for you, Una. Some people were up at seven just in case we went early with the announcement.
Oh my God. I hope we didn't disappoint.
We were actually late with it, but you know, go figure with this show. So thank you. People have been listening to seven, but they are not disappointed. Now, Paul wants to come on and congratulate you. Morning, Paulie.
Hi, Paul.
Una, listen, great news. Delighted to hear about it. Myself, the kids were delighted to hear about it as well. My two kids downstairs. Really happy to hear.
Well, thank you so much. It is two little miracles. Yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon. Any advice, seeing as you are a daddy?
I'll tell you, I got great bit of advice from my cousin's husband. He has five kids at this stage. And he said to me, but when my first Laura was my first when she was born, he said, make loads of noise when they're asleep.
What?
Because, don't be afraid to make noise when they're asleep. Don't be really quiet, make loads of noise, because then they will sleep through anything.
Paul, that sounds kind of local, to be honest with you.
It's true.
Did you try it, Paul?
Yeah, we didn't silence ourselves at all. Like, we just went around, did our normal thing. Like, we weren't playing guitars or drums or anything like that. But we just went around, did our normal bits, and the two girls would sleep through anything now. They're really heavy sleepers.
How long did it take, though? And I'd say there was a lot of pain before it actually kicked in and worked.
Oh, this is so funny.
We were very lucky. The two girls are great sleepers. They always slept fairly well. Okay. You know what I mean? They loved their sleep, you know? So it was lucky. I hope you're as lucky as I was.
Well, if they're anything like me, they'll love their sleep as well, hopefully. Please,
twins,
God.
I know nothing about doing it because like we had ours are 3 years apart, so twins, they might keep each other occupied, I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully. That's what I'm hoping. Get my husband to do all of the night feeds and all of the nappies. So that's fair enough, really.
Ah, Jesus, fair enough. Superman.
Yeah, he's going to be busy too, Paul. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Problem.
And
well
thanks
done,
to your kids. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well done,
well done.
Get in.
Hey.
Hop, Kerry.
Off the kingdom.
Hop, Kerry. And he's from where? Kildare. Go on, Kildare. Hey, go on, the lads.
It's like better than winning in All-Ireland.
Do you know what? Alternative parenting advice. Maybe we've plenty of time to talk about this over the next few weeks.
So funny.
Make a racket and your kids will sleep through it. That's Paul's advice. Morning, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mel.
I think every time I went for my scans, I had three kids, but every time I went, it was all like, please do not say twins. I just couldn't imagine it. But, you know, bite the bullet. You're having two at once. You'll be absolutely fine. Like,
well, thanks very much, Mel.
Can we not freak Una out just yet?
Because I'm freaked out already.
And guess what? With Aiden. What? Aiden's definitely a godfather figure, okay?
Yeah.
So I have a list here of...
Go on.
Go for it.
So, babysitting definitely. Well, every second weekend, but you should actually ask Una, can I babysit every weekend? Just so she can have that little break. And especially buying things, because like, things are so expensive. And them double buggies, like, they are very expensive.
They are very expensive.
I think you should be starting to save now, and then loads of nappies as well.
Yeah, the double buggy, Ado. That's what you can get me. If you want to be godfather, you got to step up to the plate.
So you mean godfather is not just a card on the birthday and look when the communion comes around, all right, 20 euro.
And confirmation and Christmas.
Not your godparent.
No.
Not your godparent. It's a lot more than that.
Okay. I hope you and the other fella have a big family and that godfather duty is going to be gone. Mel, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mel. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. There's people agreeing with Paul about the parenting advice about making noise.
Stop.
Yeah, hair dryer, Hoover, etc. Continue as normal around the babies, although with twins you mightn't have time to dry your hair again or Hoover.
Oh, stop. Oh my gosh, that's what people keep saying to me. You'll never sleep again. The final word goes to Siobhan, who has sent this message in about my big news this morning. She says, it's double the giggles and double the grins and double the trouble if you're blessed with twins. Sorry, I'm going to go again.
Now TV. Stream the TV you love without a contract on Now TV. Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.